Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we have Prepare Open Lines. So if you have a question or comment you'd like to make, now's the time to do it. Usually on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, we try to stick to a particular teaching subject, topic. We're trying to make some progress in laying out some basics. But on Saturdays, I try to address questions and topics and even feedback that comes in that does not fit in with our regularly scheduled programs. So if you have something else you'd like to talk about or have a question or concern or even something personal or specific that you're needing some insight into right now, go ahead and call in and we'll see if we can address your questions on air during our brief time on Saturday mornings. Now, what we've been doing has been fairly brief. We've been doing our teachings in half an hour increments just because that's pretty much anyone's tolerance level is generally speaking about 20 minutes. So half an hour is kind of pushing it. But we are looking at options to expand certain aspects of the audio opportunities online. So there are other services that we might be taking advantage of, so do stay tuned for changes in that area. We'll always be here on Blog Talk Radio, at least under the circumstances that things are now. Things change and we may make other decisions. But for right now, we're looking at adding or modifying some of the options we've been taking advantage of. The internet is a wonderful thing, but it can be a distraction as well. And so we want to make sure that just because there's things that we can do doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily be of benefit to what our particular goals are. So if you have any questions or comments or feedback, or you'd like to select a different topic than we're going to talk about, feel free to call in, or we do have the chat room open, so you're welcome to join us there as well. Now, what we have been talking about is, in some respects, a lot of the things that we address are our own beliefs, that much of what we believe we've inherited. Now, I've, in recent days, done just a little checkup to see what's going on in some other ministries and some big ones and some little ones that, I'm familiar with or associated with in the past in some way, shape, or form. And there's a real diversity of what's going on in making conclusions and drawing conclusions and drawing inferences as to what we should be doing and how we should be facing current circumstances. One of the problems we all have is that we evaluate our present, what's going on for us today, in reference to what's happened in our past and what our expectations were for our future. In other words, our frame of reference is very limited. we have a very narrow perception and expectation of how to evaluate how we're doing, how to evaluate what God is doing. And because of that narrow limitation, those narrow evaluations, we have a tendency to, when things are going great, everything's going great for us. But when everything is not going so great, everything's going bad for us. And we have a tendency to evaluate based on our expectations, our history, and our circumstances. If we are learning to depend on God, those three areas that, generally speaking, make up our frame of reference can be nothing more than distractions. They aren't necessarily real. We talked at some length in the past about how unreliable the information that we have available to us is. To think that any of us are getting a clear, accurate picture of what's going on in any way, shape, or form, even in our own neighborhoods, let alone in the world, politically, economically, religiously, culturally, it's just not possible. And that's probably a good thing. Now, we often feel overwhelmed by that because so much more is available to us than has been in the past. I mean, we've got all these different ways of communicating, and so many more, people there waiting to get us to believe what they want us to believe. So it's up to us to be prudent, to be the filter, and not allow others to filter for us. You don't need anyone else to be your go-between, between you and God or between you and reality. I will say that if there's something you're interested in or that has an impact in your life, you're going to have to be the one to do the research and not listen to your government, your leaders, your church leaders, your spouse, your friends. We get disheartened by the complexity when very often it's only complex because others have made it that way. When we take others' words for our reality, it's like we're living their dream sequence. We only exist because of what they believe. And this is a contradiction to what God has for you. This is not who you are. So a lot of questions that come up and a lot of the things that people are concerned about is that things seem to be out of control. And we get asked the question a lot about, when is God going to step in? When is God going to restore, put the right person as a leader? When is God going to raise his man of the hour? When is God going to fix this? And, being what our focus is, my question back is, well, have you asked God that? And so I ask you, have you asked God what he's going to do? Now, before you do that, let me just pose this question to you. Have you asked God what you are supposed to do? We have this idea that God only steps in when things are going badly. But when things are going well, he's sort of aloof. He's just letting things run their course because they're running his way. He's not involved. But then when things go badly, whatever your definition of badly is, that's when we're waiting for him to step in and fix things. So our topic is very important. It's very important to understand the concepts, our beliefs, are so askew from God's reality. When we talk about God versus the devil, when we talk about the enemy, any enemy, let's be very clear. We are not talking about God's enemy. We're talking about our enemy. Now, if you agree with your enemy, is he your enemy? If you are cooperative with your enemy, are you his enemy? You may not be his friend, but you're no threat. To let your enemy conquer your environment in whatever way, say just, you know, talking about an army invading a city. If you let your enemy capture your city, your enemy may not be your friend, but you're at his mercy. So why is your enemy your enemy? Because you are in opposition to him. God is not in opposition to the devil. God's job is not to keep the devil from doing his dirty work. So when we talk about God versus the devil, and when we talk about who's in charge here on this earth, in this universe, there's only one answer, and it's very clear. It's God. God is in charge, always. He's never less than in charge. He's not standing back and seeing, okay, it's your world now, you fix it. You let me know what you do with it. He's not just standing back and watching. If we miss his purpose for us here on this earth, we've missed an opportunity. The devil and any of your enemies, any of our enemies, are not here to keep us annoyed or to defeat us. The devil is here on this planet for us so we can learn to overcome him. And this is why we struggle so much with, why is there evil in the world? Why do bad things happen to good people? As if they shouldn't. Is it okay if bad things happen to bad people? Well, that's what we're saying. Well, they're a good Christian. This terrible thing shouldn't have happened to them. They love God. They're in his will, whatever that means. This bad thing, this terrible tragedy shouldn't have happened to such a wonderful, God-fearing family. As if it's okay if it happens to someone who doesn't fear God. There is evil in this world because this is the only way to learn how to overcome it. Is to be faced with it. But what we have a tendency to do is try to learn to live with it. We let the enemy take us captive. We let the enemy take over our city. And we're satisfied that as long as we get to stay in that our previous government position, say we were mayor of the city, and the enemy says, no, you can stay a mayor of the city, but you're just going to answer to me. We're fine with that. Because for us, nothing has changed. Even though we've lost our city. But God won't let us live that way. He could take care of your enemy with a half a thought. But you would have learned nothing. He'd have to create another situation for you to learn how to overcome your enemy. He'd just have to set it all up again. He'd have to send you a new enemy. Evil is in the world, and it is for you to learn how to overcome it. I get asked a lot, too, are things getting worse? You know, what about the end times? What about what's going to happen next? You know, I really don't care. Sometimes I'm intrigued because I'm excited about what God's going to do. But that's my view of it. It's not about how bad things are getting, but look at the opportunity. The light shines the brightest when the night is the darkest. So there's nothing, there's the greatest opportunity, for one thing, because so many of our previous attempts at making change have so clearly failed. For all those that in the past have tried to change the world, change the government, change the laws, through prayer and fasting and prayer chains and marching. Where has that gotten us? This is where it's gotten us. We feel like there's no hope. We no longer can make an effect or a change. Our city has fallen to the enemy. And the best we can hope for is that our own personal life isn't affected. We can continue on as we were. cooperating with our enemies. So when our enemy says, you're just going to have to adjust to this new way of living without a job, or, you know, living below your dreams, giving up your dreams and expectations, you're just going to have to learn to live that way. You have a choice. Are you going to believe your enemy? Or are you going to ask God, what is your truth here? You know, so often we have these, you know, how many teachings do we have on putting on the whole armor of God? If God's going to do the fighting, why do you need armor? Why do you need a sword and a shield and a helmet and shoes? Why do you need to be trained and equipped if God's going to do the fighting? And we come up with, okay, here's the prayer strategy for tearing down the strongholds, and we come up with these geographical complexities. You know, we're going to get a prayer chain praying for the county, for the city, for the state, for the nation, whatever your particular situation is. How's that worked so far? When we come up with them, when we come up with these strategies, all we're doing is strengthening our own self-life, our own attempts at controlling God. Does God want these strongholds taken down? Absolutely. Does God want virtue and righteousness in governments, in authority? Absolutely. Is he going to do it? No. He's not going to do it for us. He's placed us here. And we always revert back to that, for such a time as this. Well, every time is this time. Every day. There's no day that should be more important to God or to us than any other day. And that's sort of why we've ended up here, where we feel helpless about being able to affect change or keep it from happening. Because we've let every day slip by. We've lived our own lives. We've not taken God seriously when he has said, prepare, get ready. We've brought our own interpretations, our own history, our own beliefs, and even when those beliefs have been tested by reality and have failed, we haven't looked elsewhere. Now, fortunately, God knew that this was exactly what was going to happen. And he's ready with the strategies, the solutions, the resources that we need when we're ready to stand up in our armor and do our battles to overcome our enemies. There's no limit to how far God will allow you to pursue him. God does things in times and seasons according to his ages and according to the barriers and the intent that he has set up for time, for geography, for individual lives. But pursuing him is one area he never says no. In other words, you can never get too much. You can never pursue God too much when you pursue him on his terms. I always felt so sorry for Billy Graham when he said that he wanted to burn out for God. You know, at one point in time, as you know, I don't know how many decades ago, he said he was going to, that year, he was going to burn the candle at both ends and in the middle because he wanted to burn out for God. There was so much that needed to be done. And what was fascinating is, yeah, I think he probably did burn out for God, and it hurt him physically. And he's had to live with that for decades. When it didn't make the difference, it didn't persuade God. Putting our own efforts at trying to manipulate God, trying to get God to do something because we pray a certain way or because we fast or because we get emotional and passionate and we write letters and we start movements. That's not what overcomes our enemy. Depending on God is what overcomes our enemy. He will teach you and train you for every single, he equips you for every single battle, every single enemy. He's the only one who knows what's coming into your life. And his goal for you is not that your city will be taken. Not, his goal is not for you to learn to live with your enemy. His goal is that you learn how to do battle and win. How to overcome. You are an overcomer. And it is your city you are battling for. This is your responsibility. You have the authority in your life. So we ask, Lord, is there anything you want me to be doing that I'm not doing? Is there anything you want me to be learning? Or is there anything you want me to be being or commanding or changing? Of course, this all goes back to being able to hear him. He speaks for himself. He doesn't need anyone to or anything to be the go-between. The devil was created by God for you. Your enemies are there in your life, placed there by God, so that you can learn to overcome them. Let your circumstances and your enemies drive you to him, drive you to God, not out of begging, God, change this. We're all asking God, so many people are asking, God, change this. We're waiting for him to move. And he's saying, I've given you the sword. Let me teach you how to use it so you can overcome your enemy. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Monday at 7:30. Until then, have a great weekend and ask the Lord what you should be doing to overcome your enemies. You have the authority, and it's your responsibility. The devil, when you overcome him, will fall. Have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in.